Welcome to our today's BusinessRadio.com executive summary. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and our guest today is Josh Dames from Risdahl Marketing Group, and our topic is social media. What do I do first? Josh, why is this issue important to business owners?
I think the reason it is important is that business owners are hearing things every day from colleagues, friends, and even family about how big social media is and how important social media is and how if you don't have a Facebook page, you're already falling behind. The question business owners need to be answering is, how can I add value to my business's bottom line? There are many ways of using social media and that most companies don't even consider, but it all starts with listening within the social media space and understanding what people are already talking about, who is talking about them, and where.
So our question of the day is, social media, what do I do first? Please stay with us and we'll provide answers to this and more in 2 minutes following your Fox News update right here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Welcome back to our executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com, where I'm here with Josh Dames from Risdahl Marketing Group. And today's question is, social media, what do I do first? Josh?
Well, it all starts with listening and trying to understand where you can add value both to the bottom line and to your customers or prospects. Contrary to what many social media gurus tell you, not every company has to have a Facebook page or a Twitter account. The first step is to create a social media listening plan.
So how does a business create that plan?
There are a few different levels of listening a company may do. On the most complex level is what we refer to at Risdahl as a social media map. The map monitors the entirety of the public social media space over the course of a month and tells the company everything that is going on, including how customers are talking about the company's brand, their competitors' brands, or other industry topics. Then we tell them where the conversations are happening, such as Facebook, Twitter, blogs, message boards, or forums, and who the important voices in the space are. The key with the map is to understand what exactly is going on in the space so you can create your company's social media engagement strategy.
You mentioned that was the most complex listening effort. What's the most simple?
The most simple way is where everyone should start, unless they already know the answer to a basic question. Are my customers using social media in a way where it makes sense for me to communicate with them through social media channels? Facebook has 750 million active members here in July. It's huge, everyone knows that, but are they talking about you, your brand, or your products and services? If you don't know the answer to that question, start by creating what we call a social media listening dashboard. Listening dashboards require much less time to create and pulls content from the web around topics of interest to you. Whenever the dashboard finds relevant content out on the web, it grabs it and puts it in your dashboard, and you can start to see what type of activity is happening. If there isn't any, there is no need for an in-depth social media map. If there's a little, it probably makes sense to have someone continue to monitor it. But if there turns out to be a lot, then you should consider going forward with a more thorough social media map and really engaging in this space.
Josh, any final thoughts?
Yeah, we've posted a link on todaysbusinessradio.com to a white paper on how to create your own social media listening dashboard for free. But if you're looking for any help or guidance, we'd be glad to help.
That was Josh Dames from the Risdahl Marketing Group. Podcasts of this program, our business reference library, and contact information for our guests are available at todaysbusinessradio.com. This content is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Please tune us in every weekday at 11:59 a.m. on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, for another executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com. Hello, I'm Tom Lyons, founder and principal partner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities mergers and acquisitions firm where we help business owners to plan, prepare, and execute a strategy to complete the deal. Thanks for listening to this executive summary. For information on how to build enterprise value, improve profitability, and formulate an exit strategy for your business. If you're interested in buying or selling a business, please give us a call at 763-231-4200. Phalon Partners Limited has been helping to bring buyers and sellers together since 1985, and we'd welcome an opportunity to help you.